The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You guys all remember Sam Kinison, the comedian? You guys ever hear about the way that he died and the strange circumstances around his death and who he was talking to before he passed on into the next life? I want to talk a little bit about that today. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean, Double D, you can see. Bradley, I'm looking up at the screen. We got a phone call already. Bradley, double E, on Facebook. Two different pages, one fan page, one and personal page. Check those out. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, my friends, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1, again, thank you for responding. It is time to get busy, as we can see. And you can also call in at any time during the show. Stick to the topic, and we will take your phone calls if we have time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. And friends, I just got to let you know, first and foremost, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because, of course, it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, I just want to highlight this real quick because we talked a little bit before the show about, you know, the topics that we were going to discuss. ABC took a poll that most Americans say they're Christian. Of course, you know, most people do, but 83%, according to this ABC poll, of Americans identify themselves as Christian. Most of the rest, 13%, have no religion. That leaves just 4% as adherents of all non-Christian religions combined, so like Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, so on. That's quite different from the world at large. Now, according to the world, 52% of the world's population is non-Christian compared to the 4% in the United States. And one-third claims to be Christian of the world's population compared to the 83% of the United States that claims to be Christian. Why are we called the light of the world? Why? Because we have the light of Jesus Christ. And if you look at the difference between other countries, you know, I remember one of our founding forefathers said the difference between Europe and America is the difference between heaven and hell. Literally,
Thomas Jefferson.
You know, and so when you look at it and you see, why do we have such a prosperous nation? Why do we have the light of the world that other nations...
The light of the world is in, it's actually found in Isaiah 51. It was when God set judgment. That was the light to the nations.
That's
and
exactly
that's why
right.
We are responsible for being the light of the world because of the judgments that we command through the enforcement of the laws against crime and to the righteous and unto the unrighteous.
And that ties hand in glove because what we're doing is we're talking about judgment today here on the show, but it's just interesting that you look at America and you see why so many foreign people want to come here, because we have the light of the world, because we profess our Christianity. Now, professing your Christianity, actually acting it out, are two very different things. But, you know, the Bible talks about, in case you say, well, you know, that judgment thing. In Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And just in case you're a little leery and saying, well, does the Bible really talk about judgment? Well, the word judge appears 191 times in the Bible. Mm-hmm. The word judgment appears 294 times. And the word judgments appear 127 times. times in the Bible. So when you're looking and saying, well, is that really there? Of course it's there. It's definitely the case. So I want to talk a little bit more about that. And even when we're looking up the word judgment, you have to be a little careful with the modern dictionaries, because modern dictionaries, they tend to water things down.
Yeah. Revised.
You know, one of the definitions of judgments, as you were talking about being the light of the world, according to Webster's 1828 dictionary, is the righteous statutes and commandments of God are called his judgments. You'll find that in Psalm 119. So as we're going through, keep that in mind today when you're looking at judgment. Judgment is the act of judging, the act or process of the mind in comparing its ideas to find their agreement or disagreement and to ascertain truth. And, of course, we know truth is found in the Word of God. So let that be the premise to jump us and catapult into what we're talking about today.
Who is the judge? We can talk about judgment, but who is the judge? The Bible says in Psalm 9:17 that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. And the very throne of God, Psalm 89 and Psalm 97, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. It also says in Psalm 97, that you that love the Lord abhor evil and love that which is good. So when we're talking about the judge, we have to understand what judgment is only after we understand the reference of law as to what the lawgiver gave.
That's right, exactly. So, the Bible talks about, will not the judge of all the earth do that which is right? So God is the judge, and when we're going forward, but, you know, we got to keep in mind, too, and this is a little bit of a side note, but people always say, don't judge.
Yeah.
You know, who are you to judge
me? Bible
blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
The Bible says, in righteousness thou shalt judge thy neighbor, and the righteous standard that God has given us is through the Ten Commandments, and that's how we can properly judge ourselves and others around us without being, oh, who are you to judge me?
See, the problem in America today is the fact that they haven't judged, therefore what they have is a loss of liberty because of the crime that they commit, and they allow crime because they don't know the law that the lawgiver gave. Yet you're talking about those percentage of the American people that claim their Christianity, yet you can ask those professed Christians how many of them actually know three of the Ten Commandments.
That's exactly
and Scripture
right.
tells us, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Yet we're all Christians, right?
Exactly.
Until it comes down to actually understanding what the will of the Lord is. Interestingly enough, speaking of judgment, Jesus said in the book of John, Lord, send judgment unto victory. What's he talking about? That's redemptive power, and that is understanding the cross of Christ. And it's a strange thing to those that don't understand the cross of Jesus Christ because they've never been to the physician because they've never been told that they have a disease to go to the physician. In other words, by the law is the knowledge of sin which drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. I preach, let me make this clear, repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. How am I going to preach repentance towards God if I don't make reference to his moral law that we have all violated? We're all sinners saved by grace. But when we're saved by grace, what happens? Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And therein lies a real Christian, a witness of the resurrection, which the Holy Spirit bears witness to, because, again, Scripture tells us that he who hath the Son hath life, and those that have life understand that we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they are not to find their faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. Now, folks, on the other side of this break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back. Do you guys remember Sam Kinison? Remember the preacher that would yell all the time, just vulgar as could be? His favorite word was the F word. Now, when we come back, I'm going to let you know a little history on Sam Kinison. I'm sorry. I'm going to actually play his last sermon because he was a preacher. Now, he got real distorted toward the ends of his life, but his strange death, very mysterious. He was talking to someone before he died, but nobody seen him, and then he passed on.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. 301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
This is Sam Kinison, friends.
I told a young man the other night, he's going through a lot of torment and a lot of oppression because he lost a brother in a tragic way. He's just going over his mind and he's just living in such a guilt. And I said, let me tell you something. If this brother could tell you anything, he'd say, enjoy your life. Don't worry about me. I'm being taken care of. If there's a burden here, it's for you. This is what the Word said. The Word said, rejoice at a death.
You all know who this guy is, right? Isn't that interesting?
There's no reason for sorrow when it comes to death. Because in God there is no death. Jesus
now,
said, any man who believes my word.
This is the preacher, by the way, that turned comedian. He debased himself. Back in the 80s, he did a video with Jessica Hahn. Remember the whole Baker scandal that was going on out in South Carolina?
Right.
Well, they took the woman that was committing adultery with Jim Baker and put a video up with Sam Kinison. Interestingly enough, they're both preachers. And for those that didn't know Sam Kinison, his favorite word was the F word. He started mocking Christ to no end. And he died. And the circumstance around his death back in the day was very strange. But just to give you a little background on the strange death of Sam Kinison. Sam Kinison was born in Washington. His parents were both Pentecostal preachers who preached in different churches around the country. Sam followed his dad's footsteps and became a Pentecostal preacher himself after attending Bible school in New York. And his sermons were the old-style fire and brimstone approach. By the way, brimstone preaching, fire and brimstone, it's unscriptural. We're not to fear hell, we're to fear God. Read Luke 12:4. However, after he and his wife divorced, he gave up the ministry and got involved in comedy, starting in small clubs in Texas. His comedy style wasn't unlike his preaching, which featured screams and yellings. His reputation was that of a hard-drinking, loud-mouthed wild man.
Wow.
This is how far he fell.
Yeah.
Then he got involved into drugs. Then he got into involved into heavy use of alcohol. Now, what's interesting is just to get to the story of how he died on Friday, April 10th, 1992, about 7:30 p.m., Kinison and his wife were driving in a Pontiac Trans Am from Los Angeles to Laughlin, Nevada, where he was going to perform a sold-out show. He was sober and drug-free at this time. Behind his car was his brother Bill and two other assistants in a van with Kinnison's dog. A couple of teenagers and a 1974 Chevy truck were approaching the Trans Am on Highway 95 near the California-Nevada border. They had been drinking and the truck crossed the center line. All the while, Sam saw the truck coming at him and managed to slow down his car to 15 miles per hour in an effort to avoid a collision. In the van behind Kinnison's car, his brothers saw the truck across the center line and yelled out, "Watch out for that guy. That guy's in your lane." And then he screamed, "Watch him, Sam, watch him." A tremendous car crash followed, and Bill skidded the van to a stop. He ran to check on his brother. The teenage driver had his moderate injuries, but his teenage passenger had only minor cuts and bruises, and Sam had not been wearing a seatbelt, and the crash had thrown him into the windshield. It knocked out Malika, his wife-to-be, but Kinnison managed to get out of the car with which appeared to be only cuts on his lip and his forehead. His brother and the others begged him to lay down, and he did with his best friend, Carl LeBove, who had been in the following van, holding his head in his hands. At first, it looked like there were no serious injuries to Kinnison. But within minutes, he suddenly said to one, no one in particular, "I don't want to die. I don't want to die." Folks, let's talk about the spiritual world real quick. Here's a guy that didn't look like he got hurt to the point where he would die, standing up, saying, "I don't want to die, I don't want to die." LeBove, his best friend, later said it was as if he was having a conversation, talking to some unseen somebody else, some unseen person. Then there was a pause as if Kinnison was listening to the other person speak. Then he asked, "But why?"
Huh.
No one could see his mysterious
unseen person he was talking to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
This voice asked Sam Kinnison, listen carefully, friends. This voice was talking back to Kinnison, and he said, "But why?" Kinnison said, "Why?" And after another pause, LeBove heard him clearly say, "Okay, okay, okay." LeBove said, "That last okay was so soft and at peace. Whatever voice was talking to him gave him the right answer, and he just relaxed with it. He said it is so sweet, like he was talking to someone that he loved." Kinnison then lost consciousness. Efforts to resuscitate him failed. Kinnison died at the scene from internal injuries. He was 38 years old.
Wow, that's young.
Does that sound like maybe the Lord didn't allow him to drag the name of the Lord
mm-hmm.
through the mud any longer?
Yeah.
That sounds like Scripture, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
That the saving of the soul and the spirit might be saved?
Mm-hmm. And if you look in 2 Corinthians 5:10, the Bible says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad." So when you look and say, "Well, listen, you know, well, you know," people say, all religions, all ways lead to God. No, listen, all paths lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And when you go there, you're going to be judged according to your works and things done in your body, as the Bible clearly states here in 2 Corinthians, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Now, that's not to say you have to do a bunch of good works. That's not what I'm saying. "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Your good works can't give you into heaven. What gets you into heaven is repentance for your sin, a faith and trust in Jesus Christ and his merits, and the blood of Christ that washes and cleanses you from
all
sin.
But I just don't believe in that judgment stuff.
Well, that's too bad.
You know what? Sam didn't believe it neither.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a preacher that walked away from God, becomes a comedian, a filthy, vile, debased comedian, and God didn't let him go on anymore.
You know, that's interesting.
Now, I didn't tell you that. That's the story of Sam Kinnison's death adventures.
That's right.
Mysterious adventures.
Yeah, exactly.
And his mysterious friend that was having a conversation with him. You know, and what will most people say? It really doesn't matter. The bottom line is what was Sam saying?
That's exactly right. When you look at Revelation 20, 11 through 15, I'm going to read these few scripture verses. It says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Now, keeping in mind, when you hear that, how do you hear that? Do you hear that as a son or a daughter unto a loving father? Or do you hear that as one that doesn't know God and you have a diabolical fear that drives you away from that?
You know,
because it should drive you to that. When the Holy Ghost is involved, he will always draw you to the things of Christ, to the cross, because he hovers around the cross where we're crucified to the world and the world's crucified unto us.
You know, I have a good point to that. A lot of people say, well, you know, God's so good, so he would never allow, you know, you can do whatever you want and you can just ask God to forgive you and then it's all okay. But listen, what you don't understand is if there was a judge who did not, a natural judge here on earth, who did not bring justice upon those evildoers and those who did bad things, you wouldn't look at that judge and say, well, he's a good judge. No, you would say he's not a good judge because he's not punishing evildoers. So when we look at the Lord and we stand before God on judgment day and he punishes evildoers, he does that because he is good, not because he's not good.
Right.
You wouldn't expect in a court of law if someone, you know, raped your sister, burned down your house and stole your car, and the judge said, well, because I'm such a good judge, I'm just going to let you go. It's okay. You would look at that judge and say, you're horrible. You have no sense of justice.
Yeah.
But then we look at God and say, I don't think God would send people to hell. I mean, he's just too good. Then you're saying that he's not good.
Okay, it shows you how backwards people have become in a society. In 1992, a man was busted 18 times drinking and driving in this particular community. The judge thought it was his duty to tell that man that was busted 18 times for drinking and driving to go ahead and move closer to the liquor store. Most people in America will look at that judge and say he's a good judge.
Yeah.
No, he's a bad judge because he's not showing mercy on a society by protecting them, by bringing forth judgment upon the criminal that doesn't understand what no means.
That's exactly right. You know, and it's interesting when you're talking about heaven and hell, there's another Gallup poll done in June 13, 2007. It says, Americans more likely to believe in God than the devil, heaven more than hell. And I thought, isn't that kind
of
interesting and convenient? Listen, I like the fact of a heaven, so I choose to believe in that. I mean, even though the Bible talks
about
hell.
That's why I call myself a Christian, because I want fire insurance.
That's right. Well, the thing is, too, is they think, well, I like that idea, so I've created a God to suit my sin that says there's a heaven. I don't like that idea of the hell, so I choose not to believe in that. Even though I say a Christian, more people believe in heaven than hell, and God rather than the devil. We just don't like that.
Well, people need to keep in mind, soft judges produce hardened criminals. In America, you have preferred soft judges. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
During the first segment, we were talking about Sam Kinison, the comedian, and his mysterious visitor right before he died. Nobody thought he was going to die because they didn't think that his wounds were all that serious. All of a sudden, he just laid down and went with it after his conversation. He didn't want to go. And he said, okay. And Steph started talking about soft judges and hard judges and what a judge is and how it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment, and how all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Doesn't matter who you are or what you believe. You don't have to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? You're going to get hit by it. And so is God's judgment. And time is just that. It's pushing us over the edge of the cliff. There's nothing we can do to avoid standing in front of our judge. And then we began to talk about the fear of the Lord. And we also talked about how hellfire preaching is not scriptural. We are to fear the Lord, filial fear. First, it takes place through diabolical fear, drives you to the foot of the cross. And then he turns a slave into a son by his Holy Ghost. And it's the Holy Ghost that does the work to bring you to the cross in the first place. But it's the law in the hand of Christ in our preaching that brings us there in the first place. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. And then if you read Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. And that is the proper order. And that is in the New Testament too for all you Pharisaical individuals out there that just think that we're just to preach the love of Christ and avoid the cross. Or a false grace used as an occasion for the flesh. Not the case. You know, it was also interesting. I was sharing right before the break as well how in California a man was busted 18 times drinking and driving, and he thought it was his duty to go ahead and tell that individual that didn't understand what it meant to, you know, not drink and drive, to move closer to the liquor store. Now, isn't that sweet? Isn't that cute? Now, just think about 11,000 people every year in this country are slaughtered on the streets because of these idiots that make the choice to drink and drive.
Right. And it's because we don't pronounce judgment upon these criminals that the people who are innocent of these crimes, they are the victims.
They become subject to it.
Exactly.
Because the courts are not enforcing the laws against these crimes. In some countries, if you drink and drive, they shoot you the first time.
Right. And the goodness has gone out the window. Most people will say, I don't like the word judgment. It just seems so harsh. But listen, if we don't bring justice and judgment upon criminals and crimes, the innocent are going to suffer, and we're not going to have liberty. So you have to look at it a different way. When you look at someone who's committing a crime, you might say, well, you know, what do we want? We want to set standards of if you do criminal activity, you are going to be punished. What does that do? That shoots out a light throughout the whole entire nation that says you do not want to commit this crime because you are going to be served justice. Other people fear.
It puts the fear of God in others that they might not commit the crime. That's why preachers are to actually call out sin from the pulpit, but if they do that today, now they may be subject to being sued by one of their congregants.
Yeah.
In saying that, friends, also let's take it to the other side of that sword. Remember Maximum John Wood?
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy in Texas. He was such a good judge that if you were busted in his county with the smallest amount of drugs whatsoever, you know what happened? He'd give you the maximum sentence. And guess what he didn't have a problem with in his community, friends? A drug problem. Why? Because the criminals knew to stay out of that guy's jurisdiction because he would enforce the laws of the land concerning those crimes. Now, what's interesting about that is Woody Harrelson, his dad was a professional hitman, and the bad guys got busted in Maximum John Wood's county with drugs. And they knew that if this individual actually stood in front of Maximum John Wood, he was going to prison for a long time. So the mob put a hit out for $250,000, and it was Woody Harrelson's dad that actually took the bait, and he went and shot Maximum John Wood in the back of the head. Now, why did they shoot him, friends? Now, just think about what I just said. Now you can understand why Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross. Because he exposed and brought forth judgment against their sin. The cross of Jesus Christ is, in a sense, a judgment of its own. Had the prince of the power, the heir of prince of the powers, had crucified the Lord, if they had known, they wouldn't have. In other words, Scripture says, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because after the cross, they're exposed. The prince of the power of the air is then judged through the cross of Jesus Christ. That's why Satan himself is so afraid of the cross, because it brings forth redemptive power, a power in which he is subject to. See how that works? Remember when Jesus gave to his apostles all power and authority over the works of the enemy? It was what the Holy Ghost was doing through them, through the witness and the power of Jesus Christ. Not because we're cool like the sons of Sceva and we want to go perform exorcisms, and then before we know it, we're chased out of the house by a bunch of devils. Now, for those that know their word, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Speaking of Satanists, let's jump over to Anton LaVey. He's the guy that was responsible for writing the first satanic Bible that we know of in America. Well, at least he's famous for it. They call him the Black Pope, total zero, total loser, who's in hell today. And he was the guy that was out there kind of parading the Church of Satan, doing all that he was doing, trying to get bills passed to make sure Satanists could do the same thing that Christians could do. And he made light of the God of his salvation. He made the God of heaven, the merciful God of heaven that sent his son Jesus Christ on the cross to die for his sins, he made a mockery of it. And what's interesting is I'm going to play this audio piece here for you, and I just think it should be of some interest to those that think that they want to go ahead and play with what God commands. Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And I think you might want to hear this, especially for those that just don't quite get it, and they just think that they're playing a game. You're not playing a game. Anton LaVey, right before he died, screams of hell as he's begging Jesus for forgiveness. I want you to listen to this individual. It's less than a minute, and I want you to listen to a first-hand eyewitness to what took place. All right, here we go. She said, I won't mention his name.
I'm a huge satanic organization, and he was on his deathbed. And for a Satanist, at the time of death, it's a great victory for them, because death is a is a huge thing that they celebrate. And he was getting ready to die and pass on his powers and that. And on his deathbed, he must have got some revelation or an angelic appearance or something. And he went into shock and he said, oh my, what have I done? He said, there's something very wrong. There's something very wrong. There's something very wrong.
Wow.
And his whole life had been spent propagating these satanic beliefs, getting everyone to believe, establishing official organizations for Satanism. And then at the end of his life, he gets this this light that comes to him. And everything that he felt, he realized was wrong.
It kind of reminds me of Voltaire. Remember, he's going to spend his life in making sure that there's no remembrance left of them 12 stinky fishermen.
Yeah.
And he said that he would make the Bible memorabilia. In other words, he would have the last Bible. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. When he died, speaking of which, the maid that was in the room said she never wanted to see another unbeliever die.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was as if she was watching a man fall into the flames of hell. Did you not know, for all you atheists out there, did you also know that you're kicking against the goads? I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, I don't believe in anything.
Yeah.
It's idolatry. It's the oldest sin
in
the Bible.
It takes more faith to not believe in anything than it does to believe in something, believe it or not.
So this is the point, believe it or not, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This is the point. His house, after he died 50 years later, was now being used to reproduce Bibles for all of us in the world to read.
Mm-hmm.
See, God is not mocked for whatever a man sows. And folks, I'm not saying this to be smart. I'm saying this because I'm standing on sure ground. If God didn't answer my prayers, why would I serve him? And a side note, to the fear of God that we're talking about, so you can understand the fear of God from a son to a father, because he is a merciful God. But he's also a God that doesn't tolerate. He's also a God that doesn't play, especially when you have a knowledge of it and you do it anyways. Then guess what happens? If you're his child, he spanks you. If you're not his child, listen, let me say it this way. He's God to the world, but he's father to me. If you're not known or you're not a part of the family of those that are blood bought, I strongly suggest you look at the Word. I strongly suggest that you look eternity in the face and understand that we have a book called the Bible that leads us. It's got 66 books in it from Genesis all the way to Revelations, and it tells us how we're supposed to live our lives. And don't be one of those that are found to say, you know, we're not going to have this man rule over us.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the history of nations that have said that. We're talking about the meek son of glory. But I want to give you an analogy. There was two little boys. One little boy was a bad little boy, and he said to the good little boy, hey, let's go break windows over at the neighbor's house. The good little boy said to the bad little boy, I don't want to go break the windows at our neighbor's house. The bad little boy said to the good little boy, why, whenever you do anything wrong, your dad is so kind and so loving as to the way he treats you. The good little boy said to the bad little boy, that's why I don't want to break the windows. See, that's the son that understands the love of his father. And I understand that. I also understand the other side. Sometimes I feel like the rod is on my back so much. It's like, Lord, you said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. I just feel like sometimes you love me more than you love anybody. But when I look at that, I'm trying to be funny a little bit, but I'm not on the other side, because I don't want to do anything to offend that God. So what we're going to do right after we come back from this break, what I want to do is I want to talk about what happens when a godly man sees or gets a glimpse of the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe, friends? It is all over the place. I've heard stories from grandmas and grandpas. We're in a spiritual world, friends. And I'll tell you what, to he who has ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, you know he's alive. And how do I know that? Because you can hear him. That's why.
That's exactly right. When you look at people like D.L. Moody and see the other side, you want to not come to the point like we just heard in this video where the guy on his deathbed finally realizes he was wrong.
They call them the Black Pope.
Yeah, we want to know what the situation is before we die so we can correct ourselves and adhere to that Word of God for the salvation of our souls and the souls of those around us. So make sure you don't wait till it's too late. We'll talk about that more after the break as well.
Do you have a story? 1-866-233-0747. Last segment, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Check out the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Check this out, friends. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're just talking about Anton LaVey during the last segment. Satan stood amidst all of his cohorts, demons, imps, and the such, asking the question, "What can I do to deceive the people further?" And just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one that would come up with a new deception by giving him all that he would desire. So therefore, soon a demon glided up to Satan and said, "I know what I can do to deceive the people further." "What?" said Satan with a loud growling anticipation. "I can tell the people that there's no God." "No," said Satan with a loud voice, "you fool. Man knows within himself that there is a creator, for creation itself testifies of this very truth." Soon another approached this Satan and said, "I can deceive the people by telling them that they evolved from monkeys." Satan, with a loud voice, reprimanded this one by saying, "There is none so foolish amongst God's creation to believe such foolishness." "Are there none here," said Satan, "that are better at deceiving the people than those who have approached me?" I thought to myself that I had taught you better than that. One more glided from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approaching his father of lies, saying, "I will tell these created beings of the Most High that there's more time." And this is the reward that the demon that went forth to deceive mankind by telling them, "You still have tomorrow." Friends, I want to tell you something because I love you in truth by what I do. You're not promised tomorrow. Check out 2 Corinthians 6:2.
Yeah, the Bible talks about, "Behold, now is the appointed time. Today is the day of salvation. Did you say 2 Corinthians?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Behold, now is the appointed time. Today is the day of salvation.
Love of God. The Bible says, knowing the love of God, that we persuade men. The terror of the Lord.
That's right.
Isn't it interesting that they have that in there?
Mm-hmm.
What's missing from the gospel today?
That's right.
And we're not there to try to put people into submission to fear man. No, you're to fear God. That fear brings forth godly repentance. That is the fruit of what the Holy Ghost does when he does a work in a man. Let's go to the good side of this.
Okay.
Famous last words. Let's talk about a positive here.
Mm-hmm.
In a good sense, a righteous man. Earth recedes. Heaven opens. I've been through the gates. Don't call me back. If this is death, it's sweet. Dwight, Irene, I see the children's faces. Dwight and Irene were his dead grandchildren. This was on D.L. Moody's deathbed, the famous Chicago preacher.
Yes, D.L. Moody wrote one of my favorite books called Sowing and Reaping, if you can check it out. But that is amazing to see the other side of, you look at, oh, there's the negative, but you know, there's also the positive, of course. If you're looking at between heaven and hell, those who serve the Lord and those who don't serve the Lord, of course, there's a big difference. I want to also bring up this point, too. It's kind of changing ways a little bit, but, you know, people say, well, first of all, we saw that video of the guy who was going to die, and then he realized he was wrong. So the point is he did not judge himself on the earth, so therefore, when he stands before God, it's too late because he just let it go.
He blew it.
So people say, well, we don't want to judge other people. Well, the Bible says in Leviticus 19:15, I want to shed some light on this. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. And when you're witnessing, I want you to think of this. Well, you say, well, how do I witness? How do I go about doing this? Just listen. Simply take the Ten Commandments and ask a few questions. First of all, the Bible says that most every man will proclaim their own goodness. So if you ask someone in general, for the most part, do you think you're a good person? Most people are going to say yes. And say, well, great. Then let's just take a look and see if your goodness is enough to get you to heaven in the light of God's Ten Commandments, because that's the standard that we're going to be judged by. Simply ask a few questions. You know, have you ever told a lie before? Well, yeah. Well, what do you call someone who tells lies? A liar. Okay, well, have you ever stolen anything before? Well, yeah, something small. Okay, there's no degrees to stealing. Okay, what does that make you? It makes you a thief. You take another commandment. Have you ever looked upon a man or a woman to lust after him before in your heart? And they say, well, yeah, of course, who hasn't? And say, okay, I'm not judging you. You're allowing that person to judge themselves. You're allowing that person to take a look in the mirror and say, wow, I got spots all over my face. How can I get clean? Then they ask that question. The law cannot cleanse you. It drives you to the foot of the cross, and the blood of Jesus Christ makes you clean. But when people say, I don't want to judge anyone, when you present the gospel in the way it should, people are judging themselves. You're giving them an opportunity to say, wow, I'm looking in the mirror.
By warning them to flee from the wrath to come,
exactly,
is love.
Exactly, and that is love.
It's hate to do it opposite of that, to withhold the love that you have. Listen, if you have been saved, then what's so hard of actually sharing the testimony of Jesus Christ through your life? It's the most natural thing in the world, because it's now his heart that lives through
you. And the thing is, I think people nowadays, the big thing is they just don't want to offend. They don't want to ruffle people's feathers. Listen,
too bad.
Either you're going to offend them here on earth so they can realize they're sinning before a just and holy God and they can repent and go to heaven. Otherwise, when they stand before God, their blood's going to be on your hands because you didn't love them enough to tell them the truth.
Yep.
And it's not a bad thing to leave a sinner in a state of condemnation, in a state of need for a Savior. That's why we bring... By the Bible says the law is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, so we might be justified by faith.
Yeah.
So all it does, like you say so many times...
The condemnation is given to those that love darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds should be wrought in God. In other words, they love darkness rather than the light. So the condemnation is the fact that they stay in the dark room rather than coming to the light that Christ gave. So the condemnation goes. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty for, hey folks, is there liberty in a prison? There's condemnation in a prison, right? And what is that for? To bring forth penitence. That's why it's called penitentiary.
That's right.
And what is it supposed to rot? Penitence. And if there's no penitence, friends, then they stay in condemnation. And they're going to end up back in jail again.
You know, it's so interesting. People say, well, I just don't want to point out sin and blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, scripturally speaking, sin is the transgression of the law. But what's so interesting is if we don't have any sin, what in the world do we need Jesus Christ for? I mean, why do we even need to repent? That's what the law does. It shows you your sin before God and your need for repentance. Yep. The great physician. It's like this. If I say, here's the cure for your disease, you're going to look at me and say, great, but this I don't have one.
This is what the preachers today are preaching without giving them a knowledge of the
disease.
Exactly.
You're going to say, listen, you're a little loony here. Nice thought and everything, but I don't have a disease. But if a doctor sat me down and said, listen, you have 30 days to live. This is your disease. It's spread throughout your entire body. You need to find the cure. And then someone said, I found the cure for your disease. You would be, oh, thank you. You saved my life. That's why we need to see our disease, our sin before God, so we can go to the great physician who can heal us, who has the answers, and who can forgive us of our sins. So we have a need. Then the gospel makes sense. By the way, the gospel is good news. That's the interpretation of what the gospel means.
To those that are dead in sin,
exactly.
Ephesians 2.
It's not good news if you don't think you are in danger.
Yeah.
And you got to look at the right perspective. So for those of you who want to answer the question of, well, I just don't want to judge and blah, blah, listen, either you're going to do it here on earth and they might get a little mad at you, but let them get mad and get saved, or they're going to go to hell.
I can say it this way. If you don't want to judge, then go ahead and keep complaining about what you're tolerating then.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the reason we are America, where we're at today, is because the American people don't enforce the law for the most part because they don't understand the law.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand that we need to know that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The first thing the Lord said is because you have forgotten my law. Okay? We need to understand his law, and we need to hold those in government accountable. But we're not going to be able to hold those people in government that are under accountability for their consequences of violating the law until we first hold ourselves accountable before a just and a holy law. You can't fix and you can't give what you ain't got. You can't go around and fix other people if you yourself haven't been fixed by the Holy Ghost. It's just that simple. Call it what you will, but it's scriptural. And that's where I want you to be. And then understanding of mm-hmm. where you're at.
Right, exactly. And for those of you who are listening and say, listen, I love you guys. People always say, I love you guys. That's great. I'm glad you love us. But you know what? It's time to put our faith with our works and time to put our works with our faith and say, listen, I want to support what you're doing because you're reaching out. You're doing the things that you can't do. For a lot of you, listening to Sons of Liberty is like your church. It's like the food that you get fed that you wish you could hear on Sunday morning by your pastors. But unfortunately, in many cases, you don't. Well, we just know that we need the help be able to do what we do, and we can do this and win the day, but we must do it together. And for those of you who can support, don't wait, don't put it off, say, well, maybe next week. Listen, you've been listening long enough, you say, I want to support you guys. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button in the top right-hand corner, or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If you're being fed spiritually and you're saying, wow, I'm just giving revelation, I'm getting light, I'm getting understanding from this program, amen. Help us to be able to continue to spread that light across the nation and do what we do. So for those of you who can, please, again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. As I want to mention, we still have that thing going on for the rest of this month where when you become a son or daughter of liberty, and what that means is you sign up to do a consistent amount every month, whether it be $5 to $500 to $50 to $100, whatever, we'll send you out a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt. And so you can see the Samuel Adams quote on the back and our Sons of Liberty logo on the front. So please do check it out. We appreciate all of your support. Amen.
Well, do you want to take a breath? Or
no, I have like short amount of time to get that all out, so I think I got it all out. But I think, in this whole program, we need to understand according to righteous judgment and according to what true judgment is and according to what goodness is that leads to justice and judgment so we can have liberty and freedom. I think it all makes sense. You kind of got to dissect it a little bit. But I think it makes a lot of sense when you go through and see why do we have judgment and justice? Because we want liberty both in the natural and in the spiritual.
We're going to talk about the Constitution and the correlation of the Bible tomorrow. It's awesome. It's hot. It's eye-opening. It's on fire. We'll talk about that tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.